Given the current daven, Masechta Yuma, daf Mem Zayin, Mem Aleph, begin the new parak, parak Tzilai. Given today's Nevasa, begin with the Gemara, Hashvilaf Nei Melech Basa B'Damei Nois Kain. How we don't do such a thing in front of a human king? For sure, we don't do this in front of Hashem. Which Tzilai says tamely, it's a wonder to me. How can you say that we can't do what the Gemara is proposing? But Ramalakam, the Gemara says later on, daf Mem Tesim Abayis, that the Kain Gadol, he had to go ahead and he had to take from his spoon of Keteris and put it back into his handful of in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So we said what he would do is Noitel HaBezach V'Rosh Hetzpah, he would take his spoon with his fingertips, the Yeshua Mesim say he would take a Beshina with his teeth, and then he would manipulate and maneuver it so that he could flip it back into his hands. So how could you do this? As again, you said, what do you mean? You can't take teeth, you can't do things like that. So how is that an option? So it says here, so much you can say is like this. The Hasam Eina Ila Moshech HaBezach, it's like that was just in drawing the spoon towards him. So he had to manipulate with his fingertips or his teeth. The spoon wasn't just hanging in the air like in his teeth. It was really on his hands. He was just pulling it towards himself with teeth so that he could go ahead and take that handfuls again. But to go ahead and carry and pull the spoon, the shovel with his teeth, and put it on the floor that way, that's not appropriate to do with the teeth. But that's very different than the case that the Gemara is going to mention later on. Ultimately, but Tais says, what does bother me, what's a wonder to me is, why couldn't the Gemara just propose, make a shovel with a very long handle? To Balavach, I mean, because anyways the Gemara said to be making from the other Ruchan, anyways they made a long shovel, which was to at least have his arms support when he's holding with his hands. So Yashlo Beisiyad Ruchan, make a very long handle, so the Giyad Beisashechet, that reaches up until his underarm. The Yitva says a piece of shekhan, and then he can hold it with his underarm. And then the edge of the shovel could be laying on his hand or on his left arm. Again, but he has his two hands holding the keteris, and he has the shovel basically like holding under his left arm. And then when he comes in the kodesh hakodesh, he'll lower his hands down to the ground. Then he'll slowly let go of with his the hands. Slowly beneath the shovel, he'll put the shovel down on the floor, and it won't be hanging in the air. So and he'll have his two hands for his keteres. So what's the problem? Why do you have to put, as the Gemara says, the kaf in the smile and the machta in the right hand? So what you could say is no. Given to be in the malay machta gachle, since you need a shovel full of hot coals, it's not possible that some of them wouldn't scatter and fall down if you would do it. You're not really being able to have the same flexibility and dexterity when you're holding it just under your arm. So you wouldn't have the full pan if you did it like that. Or also you could say that ultimately it's still not appropriate to be walking and holding under your arms. It doesn't look so appropriate. Whereas you hold one hand the pan, one hand the spoon, that's more appropriate. Tinek says, not to begin with the words of Gemara, Kachais Midasa. Mishnah says, and this was its measurement. Says the Gemara, my love isn't worth saying Shem Ratzalas that if you want to make a measurement, that's the measurement that you can make it. So you see, you can make a midah. But Tais says, Tim, it's a wonder. Why is the Gemara saying that that's what it means? Amayla Kama, why doesn't the Gemara say Kachos Midas Shel Hakav? That was the measurement of the spoon, meaning Kesher Chafnav Shel Kol Kohen Gadol. They made like the measurement of whatever the size of the handfuls of every Kohen Gadol. The big one, according to how big he is, one, how small he is, they always would be making kaf achas, one spoon, according to that measurement. Why don't we say that? What does it mean? That was the measurement. What you could say is, no, why would they have done such a thing? But to the contrary, it's definitely better not to go ahead and make such a type of a spoon, because actually that would make it worse. Because im hakaf is a gedoyli yaser, to the contrary, if you make a very large spoon, to make it much larger spoon, they wouldn't be making everyone according to their size. Because if you think to say, like Taisa was proposing, that, oh, they would make for everyone, they would make it according to his handfuls, but actually that wouldn't be good if it was so precise. Because if that would be the case, when he would then pour from his handfuls into the spoon, it's not possible that you can get exactly, and it's not possible that you won't have something that will scatter and fall onto the ground. So therefore, you actually won't have Malay Chafna. Therefore, the Gemara didn't propose Kafes Medasa, that they would actually make such a measurement like that. If you want to, that's what the Gemara is saying they could. But to say that that's what they did, that wouldn't be logical if you made a very big one that everyone's size could fit in. Fine, but exacting would be actually a cause for that small margin of error. Tunic says, "Must begin with the Gemara." Bezuhi abay the kosher mikdash. This of the kmitza. Oh, that was from either there, or like the Gemara comes out, one of the most difficult avodas in Mesa Mikdash, which Tunic explains. That even according to what the Gemara comes out and says, we're talking about the one of the machvas and macheshes, but severely command the Amma, this is only the one who holds like the one that says peperkel manachas and of einhemet beis. So you koyful echad l'shnayim v'shnayim l'arbo. What they would do with they baked and the fried manachas, they would fold it first one into two and then two into four, and then it wouldn't be it would still be big chunks and it would be sticking out. And therefore, you have to go and use your thumb and your pinky to go ahead and get rid of it. And that's difficult to get exacting. That he says no, place not should mazim l'sultan, that it would crumble back until they made it into flour. And it wouldn't be any more difficult than other menachas. It's like back to flour, which again we said just falls apart, and you don't have it sticking out on either the top or the bottom. So it must be going according to the one that holds that they would fold it over.